Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Today we're joined with Eastern Kentucky Colonial Derek Hardman. He was invited to the Texas First Nation game, and he'll be performing his pro day Tuesday the 16th of March, and he's joining us now. Derek, how are you doing this weekend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I mean, a couple more days till your pro day. Are you anxious? Are you getting good sleep?
No, actually, I'm waking up early just wondering if it's Tuesday yet, so no, I'm really excited.
And in terms of your pro day, I mean, the last I had you listed is about 303, 6'5". I mean, on your pro day, what should the measurements come in at?
I'm hoping to gain a little bit of weight, but nothing wild. I just want to, you know, make sure everybody knows that I can put the weight on and be whatever they want me to be.
Excellent. And in terms of training, where have you been working out at?
I worked out down at D1 Nashville for the last probably 8 weeks. So been back to Eastern for about a week now, just getting ready for a Tuesday.
And in the terms of that training, I mean, what's the biggest difference you've noticed, you know, personally? And, you know, your body style or just quickness, strength?
Probably quickness and just technique. I mean, you really work on it every day, morning and night. You know, you're lifting and running. You learn a lot of technique, and you know, your body changes where you're working out, you know, four or five times a week or six times sometimes, every day, every night.
And obviously, being an offensive lineman, I'm sure the appetite is something that can get a hold of you. I know a lot of guys say that's one of the biggest differences, just the way that these guys are going to feed you and get you on a diet plan. How was that adjustment?
It was actually a great adjustment for me. No, I loved it. They had, you know, great meal plans and stuff for us, but it was great to have whatever I wanted, whatever, you know, it was ready for us, and it was, good to have a good meal and get a lot of protein in your system.
Excellent. And, during your pro day, I mean, will you do all the workouts, bench press, vertical, 40, everything?
Yep, I'm doing every workout available.
Excellent. And 2009 Associated Press FCS First Team All-American. When you got that honor, what was that like, being named, FCS All-American?
Yeah, it felt great. It was something I was really shooting for just my entire career. And, when you first start out, you never know if it's possible or not, but I got to my senior year, and I knew it was, in the grasp, and I just really worked hard to try to make sure I could get it. And it's something right away, I'm most proud of, a reward.
Yeah, and that award, I think, plateaued you to get to the Texas First Nation game, another great chance for you to showcase your skills in front of NFL scouts. I think that'll be a great relief for you come your pro day when the NFL eyes are on hand to watch you work out once again. But Texas First Nation, talk a little bit about that experience and what it was like.
Oh, it was a great experience. I remember getting there and just meeting. It's weird because, you come in, you come in with a whole new team, you meet all these new guys, but everybody's working as hard as they can, so it came together real well. I got to meet a lot of scouts, a lot of interviews. I think the week went well. Monday through Wednesday, we had, pretty difficult practices and full pads, and I played a tackle and I played a lot of guard too, which was out of position for me, but it was good to, get the new position and show some scouts that, I can do more than just play tackle.
Now, Derek, now be honest with me. I mean, when the coaches come down there, obviously you used to play in tackle. When they want to see you at guard, is there any, hesitation or any nervousness that sets in?
No, honestly, it was actually pretty fun. I mean, it's a whole new ball game down there. But, sometimes the guys are a little stronger, maybe, they move a little different than end. So it actually worked out well for me. I thought I had a good week there. And really, I just want scouts and that I can, play any position they want me to. And, I'm a tackle at heart, but shoot, I'll be whatever they want me to be.
So it kind of really turned out in your favor to, play guard and play it well while you were down there.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it impressed a few people just the way I could, pull and move. And, it came pretty naturally to me because it's not too much different than tackle. I mean, sets are obviously different, but, it's still offensive line and you're still blocking.
And NFL teams, I mean, what was that like, kind of being pulled away, probably every, 10 minutes to talk with a different team?
No, that was fun. That was exciting. You get down and you're meeting new people left and right, and there's a few faces you recognize that have been throughout the season to see you, and you know that, but then there's new
Well, I'm curious, the faces that you're familiar with, who's been tracking you?
Mostly, I've got a lot of interest from the Jets and the Chiefs and Dolphins, just people that I've gotten in contact with, and again, a little extra interviews, but, you know, been in and out with a lot of teams, so I'm hoping for just one of them. All it takes is just one.
That's it. It's all it takes. And Derek Hardman, the Eastern Kentucky Colonials All-American FCS, here joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Bible Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football, here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. And I mean, obviously your time at Eastern Kentucky, a lot of success. I mean, 2007, I think 2008, a couple Ohio Valley Conference titles. I think you guys lost one conference game in those two seasons. What was that like, the success? And also, I mean, what was it like playing under, you know, Coach Hope, and then, you know, changing to, you know, Coach Hood? I mean, did you expect that same success to carry over?
No, I mean, it was wild. I mean, I originally came to Eastern pretty much for Coach Hood. I mean, for Coach Hope. He was one of the only recruiters that recruited me as an offensive lineman. I played tight end in high school, so I came out, you know, I was underweight, and he thought, you know, I had the tools to be a good offensive lineman. So I came here. We had a lot of, you know, great success, and then Coach Hood switched over whenever Coach Hope went out to Purdue. So, you know, it all just continued. We kept on getting good players, and I think we made the playoffs, what, 2 years in a row. So it was a great little run for us.
Yeah, and, I mean, in terms of your time at Eastern Kentucky, was there anyone a player or a coach to kind of help you get to this, you know, place where you're at now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, one of the, you know, the biggest helps was actually one of Coach Hope's assistants was Coach Clark. He was my offensive line coach, and now he's actually offensive line coach at Purdue, but he just really helped me come along as a player. Just, you know, I had to develop a lot into an offensive lineman and, you know, learn the whole position. So I think it made a big difference with, you know, how aggressive I was as a player.
Oh, definitely. And you guys had great success. I think you guys finished third in total offense this season. I mean, anchoring that offensive line, I think it averaged close to 350 yards per game, so you guys could definitely move the ball in the Ohio Valley Conference. I always ask everyone who comes on the show, Derek, I mean, if we put you in an NFL uniform, who are you going to remind us of the most that, you know, plays on Sundays today?
Well, I was thinking about it. Obviously, I'm maybe not as big as, like, a Jake Long or a Michael Ward, but I think, you know, the way they play and how aggressive they are, and, you know, they have no fear when they're playing. I'm hoping to be like one of those guys and just go out and, you know, play your own game and win.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, when you look at your game, I mean, is there anything that kind of stands out to you, something that, you know, people, the scouts, you know, guys watching game film might not take notice of, but you think you do it particularly well?
Well, I thought, like, getting on the second level, I like movement, you know, a down the line or pulling, we use that a lot in our system. But also, you know, getting to the second level, third level, when you really get to run and, you know, maybe make a hit or two that, you know, really breaks open a play for another 5 yards. I love doing that, and I always, you know, get my head down there and try to run as fast as I can to make a play.
So, I mean, the zone blocking scheme at the next level, I mean, do you think that would be something that suits you best then?
Well, we did it a lot here.
Yeah.
Houston, so, you know, I'm familiar with it, but I think any scheme is really, you know, once you learn it, I think I can learn pretty quick and I can get into a system pretty well, whatever it might be.
Excellent. Derek Hardman here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Derek, when, you know, in terms of your pro day and whatnot, I mean, after your pro day, do you have any scheduled visits with any NFL teams or anything that you know of yet?
Well, I think I have two visits, some teams coming here to work me out, do some line workouts. I know the Dolphins and the Chiefs are coming in the next week. They mostly want to, you know, not redo any of the pro day stuff, but want to see me do some O-line drills, offensive tackle and guard drills. So whatever I can do for them, I'm going to love it. Anybody that wants to come see me, just give me a call.
Excellent. And so you'll be doing your pro day, and then a week later you'll be doing another workout with those guys?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And, I mean, when did this, you know, this dream of, I'm sure it was a boyhood dream, I mean, playing in the NFL, I mean, when did this start to become a reality to you? I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, do you ever pinch yourself, the Miami Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs are, you know, flying to Richmond, Kentucky to see, you know, Derek Hardman work out?
Well, no, it's still not a reality. I'm hoping it's going to be a reality come September this year. But, you know, it's really, you know, came into Eastern, finished up school, and I got that. You know, I'm in grad school, I finished that up, and I really wanted to focus on, you know, getting football to the next level. And I think it really came along, you know, through this season and the spring before, where good about Texas Nation. Hopefully have a great pro day, and we'll see where the doors I can open.
Excellent. And you're from Spencer, West Virginia?
Yeah, Spencer, West Virginia is a really small town. Not many people know much about the draft there. They keep asking me which team I'm working out for, which team I want to pick. I said, it doesn't work like that. You got to wait and see what team picks you.
Is that funny when you kind of talk to people and they're so out of touch with kind of what goes on? You almost, I mean, it is kind of bizarre that people think you would just be able to pick wherever you wanted to go.
Yeah. It's weird because, I mean, a lot of people don't know a lot of the information. I mean, when you get this, level and this opportunity, you know, not that many people get it. So I understand where some people may not understand it, but it's great to, you know, be able to explain it to them. At least I get a shot at it.
Oh, and I mean, when you get back home in Spencer, I mean, are you kind of celebrity back home? I mean, you know, everyone knows, hey, there's Derek.
Well, not yet. I think it could be maybe someday. We can only hope.
Excellent. And how about the Black Walnut Festival? I heard that's something that's big in that area.
Oh yeah, every year that's a big gathering. Everybody comes out and has a good time. Big parade and everything.
Excellent. So if you're in the NFL, you might be a participant of that parade, maybe.
Yeah, I'd love to. We can only hope.
Excellent. And a very humble young man here joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible, and we always want to wish him the best moving forward. Derek Harmon, Eastern Kentucky Colonials, outstanding FCS first team All-American offensive tackle joining us here again. Derek, before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out, and there are questions just on the lighter side of things, just to have a little fun. You ready to go with that?
I'm ready to go.
First down would be, if Derek Hardman could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Well, that's a hard one. I got married in January, so maybe we'll take out, I don't know, we'll take out Jennifer Aniston, because she's always getting the rough end. We'll take her to a good meal, me and my wife. How's that sound?
Hey, whatever you want, man. You can do it. Yeah, that's fine with me. And second down would be, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't show your great offensive line skills, what talent could you showcase America?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. Maybe some shooting rifles at skeets or something like that. In my spare time, I do a lot of hunting and fishing. But other than football, I don't have too many great talents, but I could try whatever they want to do.
Excellent. I like that. That's a good attitude to have, is, you know, be versatile. And the final question, Derek, before we let you go, if you could endorse any product or be the face of any, you know, company or, you know, soft drink, a shoe company, what would you like to be the face of?
Oh man, that's a great question. Actually, I think I'm going to be the endorser for a spare rib company somewhere out there that just wants to give me lifetime ribs. I think that'd be a great deal for me.
Well, you know what, Derek? As good as that question was, the answer that you gave was 1,000 times better. That's excellent.
I don't know if you've ever heard that one before, maybe.
No, I did not. Well, hey, Derek, we want to thank you again for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible. We want to wish you the best on your Tuesday Pro Day, and get some sleep, because it's going to be here soon enough. And like I said, I mean, it's a whirlwind year for you, but obviously you're headed in the right direction. And we'd love to touch base with you in a few weeks just to follow up on your workout, your Pro Day, and some of the other things you got going on. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate your time.
No problem. That's Derek Harmon on the NFL Draft Bible, and he's one of the top offensive tackles, offensive guards in this upcoming NFL draft. A kid that you want to keep your eye on. Very versatile, like he mentioned. You know, he went towards Texas First Nation, and you know, the people wanted to see him play guard, and he actually, you know, played guard, and you know, he did quite well. He's been turning some heads, and he's a guy to keep your eye on. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and I want you all to go to www.nfldraftbible.com. When you get there, you're going to type in Bo VIP. You're going to get 50% off the all-access membership, and that's going to give you 300 pages of the annual draft publication. That's also going to give it to you in PDF form, and you're also going to get 18 issues of College Football Insiders. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand, and thanks for taking some time and listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.